Hey, two dogs lived on my grandpa's farm, Dolly and Skippy. Skippy was colored like a beagle, but he had long legs, and he was about the size of a golden retriever. He was a sturdy, affable farm dog. He lay on the porch when Grandpa was home, and when Grandpa was out farming, he'd follow him through the field. And when he was gone, he ran rabbits and killed groundhogs. He was patient with children, and he knew when to stay out of Dolly's way. Dolly's name did not adequately describe her rugged character. On winter nights, she would contentedly burrow down into a snowbank and drift off to sleep. In the morning, Grandpa would step out on the back porch and whistle. She would rise from her sleep, shake the snow off her coat, and bound for the house. Grandpa had a fanciful imagination, and he'd read all the Jack London stories. Maybe that's why he told me that he was pretty sure she was part wolf. I believed him for at least three reasons. One, I was young and vulnerable. Two, I admired my grandpa and he knew how to put a story over. And three, even a kid could tell that Dolly had a wild side. She could have been a character in a Jack London story herself. Now those dogs, they were never in the house. They didn't have a pedigree, but they were well fed and they were loved. And they served the purpose on the farm. They managed the groundhog population. They announced the arrival of guests, and they warned unwanted intruders. They added life to the place. They lived simple, happy lives, and they died in a contented old age right there on the modest farm where they had lived out their lives. They never did a dog show, never pulled a dog sled, never attended doggy obedience school. They were never house broke. They didn't have invisible fence, and they didn't wear sweaters. They were never penned up or chained, and neither of them ever wore a lead. Even without formal training, they had common dog sense. If Grandpa and Grandma left for the weekend to visit or vacation, they didn't hire a kennel. Skippy and Dolly just kept an eye on things and looked after themselves. They were just your garden variety farm dogs. Sometimes I think we can cherish a too high opinion of ourselves. And while we're yearning for stardom, success, fame, fortune, promotion, and notoriety, we're wasting our precious life in squandering the simple joys all around us every day. I don't know about you, but I imagine myself as a kind of a farm dog kind of guy. I don't mind staying around home. I'm happy with plain food and a simple life. I like it when people take me with them on a walk. But I don't mind hanging out on the porch or curling up by the fire. I'm just a little suspicious of strangers who don't smile, or maybe they smile too much. Fancy people are interesting, but I think people like plain folk better. Plain, like Skippy and Dolly, who scouted the hills of my grandpa's farm when I was a boy growing up.